A new study has found infant and toddler food found in supermarkets falls short of nutrient requirements set out by the World Health Organization. The Monash University data suggests 23% of food products met all nutrient requirements, while 43% exceeded recommended limits for sugar. In 2023, commercial baby food sales in Australia, including prepared baby food, generated over $370 million in revenue. Lead researcher and dietitian, Dr. Alexandra Chung, says government action needs to be taken on the issue.
What we would like to see is comprehensive regulation that's tighter around what can go into these foods, as well as the way they're labelled and promoted to parents and families.